Guys, well, I didn't even look at the camera. One more time. Guys, welcome back to another episode of the Safari Petals Show. I'm your host, Abby. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. This is a podcast that is following my journey as a new producer, living the young producer life, trying to figure things out. So I'm really happy that you are here. And today is a very exciting day because we have an awesome guest in the house. Everyone, please welcome Lucy to the show.
Hello.
Hi. I will say that we spoke before the podcast was even out. So thank you for being willing to hop on something that didn't exist yet. And it's great to have you here. Before we dive in to today's topic, which, as you can see by the title, is called When Everything Slightly Sucks.
No, God, please, no, no!
I would like to hear your audio life story, who you are, what you do, where you're at in your audio journey, and all things in between.
So I'm Lucy. Where to start? So I've always been, like, playing instruments, like the piano and the flute and the drums. But what got me into, like, audio was sort of being dyslexic and not enjoying history because of all the reading. So I just thought, oh, let's try music tech at college. And it was, like, really great. So here I am. So I'm at uni, the Uni of Liverpool, doing music tech. And, yeah, it's just great. So I do, like, producing, studio stuff, recording, mixing, and film composing, and, yeah, just all that. I got into the studio stuff by really liking the module, and then a band just randomly puts on the music group chat, oh, yeah, can anyone, like, record our song? So I'm the kind of person, I say yes to everything, so I was like, yep, I'm on it. I just started doing that, and then realised I really enjoyed it, and then other people heard what I'd done because I did a good job of it. Not that I think it's a good job now, but at the time it was all right. And then everyone just sort of came my way, which was, yeah, quite nice.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, wow, that's really inspiring that you kind of, through a challenge, found your, like, musical path.
Yeah.
And it just presented itself. That's awesome. How has it been, like, how has audio school been for you as an experience?
Yeah, so really far? Good, really good. I mean, our course, like, doesn't really go over, like, everything. It just sort of skims the surface. I knew enough to know that I really wanted to do that sort of thing. But I've actually got most of, like, what I know from a studio internship. So that's been, like, really helpful. Like, I've just shadowed, like, this guy doing, like, studio stuff, producing stuff, and, like, just picking up bits and bobs. And, like, he listens to my mixes, which is really good. So I think that has been more beneficial than uni itself. But uni's still been great to, like, meet people and stuff. I would still have, like, looking back, I'd still have gone to uni.
That's awesome. And tell me a little bit about more about this, like, this internship. How did, like, did you find him? He found you, and how has that kind of maybe shifted your path? And maybe in school, were you more, like, production focused, and through the internship you found you like mixing more, or did it kind of everything together?
Other way around. I think the whole, like, I have a maths brain, so the whole, like, how everything works, like, it makes sense. So I went to that, like, already being able to use the desk and all that stuff. I think with this situation, it's been more about the creativity, it's more about the producing side, more about pushing the bands and pushing yourself to, like, be better and, like, be more creative and make it more musical.
Is there a particular style that in school and through this, like, internship experience, that maybe in school when you first started, I was like, okay, I want to focus and mix and produce this, but now, because of the internship, you're producing more of that? Has that changed?
Not really, no. It's just sort of led me in a more of a direction that I want to be in. But yeah, I'm sorry, you also asked how I found that. So it was actually, so I'm from Warrington, which is in between Manchester and Liverpool. And my dad played tennis with one of his friends, the Alec Britt's the producer there. That's the one person that we both have in common and I've never met.
My dad doesn't play tennis, but if he did, I would ask him if he knows producers, for sure.
It's just tennis.
That's a great connection. That's awesome. So, wow. Okay. That's really cool. With that, I want to kind of swerve into our topic of the day, which is titled When Everything Slightly Sucks. And I will say to the amazing Studio Animal viewers, I know that title's kind of like doomy, gloomy, doomsday, sad, but especially as someone starting out, and we'll get to hear Lucy's point of view in just a moment, that with all the excitement and achievements of being in the beginning and all this new and exciting, I think that the parts that are difficult and challenging and even depressing, I don't think that it's spoken about enough in like an unfiltered, honest way. If we backtrack a bit, are there any challenges that you're encountering now in the beginning of your career? Something that's hard that you didn't expect it to be hard, but you're like, wow, this is challenging, or just any challenges that you've had that have like stuck out to you or anything of that nature?
So yeah, I don't know. I'd say like, I went on a little journey of like finding out how to get drummers to play in time, because it can be done, and then like special techniques to get them to play in time, and it was just it was quite interesting because it was like a little challenge and it was like really fun.
What are your methods for getting drummers to play in time, or musicians, like what are your tricks?
I sometimes record the drums and the cymbals separately, because it's easier to beat detective like the drums when there's no like cymbal bleed, so that it's just the shells, and that's also quite good with like adding like a lot of compression, so like for a certain sound you'd kind of want to do that anyway, but just recording them separately. And
did you come up with that on your own?
Internship guy.
Woo! Guys, check who your dad's played tennis with.
Yes.
Since your audio school journey is coming to an end in 4 months, are there any kind of worries that you're having after school about the future?
I guess it is scary. Like, you're going to be, like, thrown out into the deep end. But I think, like, for me, I don't know, because I have the internship. Like, that's not going anywhere. Like, if I needed help with anything, I have a person I can go to. But, so for me, not like really, but also maybe the thought of like not having the student loan, I guess, like having to like really depend on music and, I think mainly that, the first few years is like, it's okay if you don't make a lot, and like that's expected. But sort of like, those are the determining years whether you will have like an actual music career or whether you try it and fail, kind of thing. But I'm not going to fail, so it's okay.
No, there's the internship, because guys, Lucy's dad plays tennis. I'm going to keep on going back to that. Do you feel, just kind of as a young person starting out, that there's, I don't know, any kind of like pressures and other things?
Well, yeah, because like you're now like properly in the industry and you're sort of competing with people with like 10 years experience, and that's like a lot. 10 years is a lot, and you like, I've learned so much in the past year, let alone 10, so like it's sort of, that's scary, but like you got to start somewhere.
When I created the title When Everything Slightly Sucks, I don't know, it made me laugh, and when I was prepping the questions, I also wanted to, with like the, you know, the stresses of being an adult in the music industry, I also wanted to add in some laughter and exchange stories. Has there been a day in your audio journey, like a day that like sucked, like an audio studio mishap, a fail, something that happened at some point?
Like, there's been maybe days where like some people weren't like in the mood, and like when you're in the studio, that's kind of, like, you kind of have to be in the mood, and maybe things haven't worked, and maybe they can play the part and then got annoyed at me.
Did you just end the session, or did you just try to squeeze what you could out of it?
One time someone recognised, like, they're like, yeah, I don't think I'm in the right mood to record, and then they just went home, so that's fine. And then I'm glad he went home, because the next day we, like, it was such a creative day. We got all the parts done and extras, and those are really cool ideas. I'm actually, so it just goes to show that like the day is important, so that's fine. And then the other time, I think we sort of bashed through it. Maybe that wasn't the right plan, but oh well, it happened. We learn.
Is there anything that for you kind of helps you center yourself in all of the craziness?
I think it's just important to keep taking a break. Like, creativity shouldn't really be forced. And I think when it's just not happening, it's just making sure that I'm not overdoing stuff. And then, therefore, it gets even worse to be creative because you're, like, forcing it. So I think when it's not happening, just to be like, yeah, I've done, like, quite a lot recently. Like, let's take a break, do some baking. That always helps. And then get back into it when you've got, like, a fresh head.
That's a really good piece of advice that I'm going to personally take. I'm going to start baking. When things don't, when the mix sucks, I'm going to go bake some cookies.
And then when the cookies fail, then it's sad. But we can gloss over that.
Yeah, we're going to gloss over it because it's not, the episode's when everything slightly sucks, not when it totally sucks.
There we go.
So did it take you time to be able to walk away when things were too much?
Yeah, because I think there's like this, like, internal pressure to make sure that I'm always doing something and always busy and always, like, at it. But I think knowing when to take a break and knowing to stop is, like, quite big.
And also, it's so interesting to me because after speaking to so many creatives, you're one of the first people that is very not too stressed about it. And that's really cool.
I think it's slightly ironic that I'm on the episode where it's when things slightly suck.
I think it's actually really good that you're on the episode because you're going through the same things as everyone starting out with all of its stresses and anxiety and money stuff that just exists because it's the industry that we're in. But I really appreciate your spin on it.
Yeah, I don't really get stressed at things. Like, I think
that's awesome.
It's quite lucky. Like, I remember, like, A levels and like GCSEs, I was like really strange and I really enjoyed them because I liked the thrill of like, I really liked the thrill of like, oh, you have an exam tomorrow, like, and like the cramming all the revision in, and like, I actually enjoyed like the stress, not that I was stressed, but like the thrill and like the rush of exams. I'm probably the only person that ever thinks that, but
I need to like borrow some of this energy from you. It's so fun to be able to see that even when things are slightly sucking, the attitude can still be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any piece of advice that you would give maybe someone who's even more starting out than you? Any piece of advice that you would give?
I'd say like, enjoy it. Just like, I think if you're in it because you don't, sorry, I'm messing this up. So I'd say enjoy it. So like, if you're in it for any other reason other than you're extremely passionate about it, then that's not good enough. Like, it's quite tough and it's quite hard, and it's not going to be like an easy kind of, oh yeah, that sounds fun. It's like, it's going to be very difficult. You're going to be working long hours, not getting paid very much at all. You're going to have people who might be mad at you. I don't know, potentially. I'll go through all of that because I'm really passionate about it. And it's just what I meant to do. It's what I was made for. Like, I don't know. Like, I think if you're not passionate about something, you don't really enjoy it, do something else. But if you are passionate about it and you do really enjoy it, then it's so worth going through all the stresses of everything.
I've really learned a lot from your positivity because I'm just a person that I have an easier time falling towards the negative. Like, I'll be honest about that. I fall towards the negative and get very stressed. So I learned a lot from your positivity. And even when things are slightly sucking, it's okay. It's part of the process. It's part of life. And go bake some cookies.
There we go.
And I feel like this is an important detail to have in the episode. Very important. What cookies do you bake when things slightly suck?
I made like a cookie cake the other day and it was like cakey, but cookie and like doughy in the middle. So like the outside was like all cakey and the inside was all like gooey. And like, but like, it was good. But normally I would go to like chocolate cookies.
I think we should have a Lucy recipe book. When your audio career is slightly sucking, recipe to improve the vibes. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for also being on a podcast that wasn't out when you heard about it. I really appreciate your willingness to do something a little crazy. And that is a wrap, and I'll do my little director's cut.